The news was published on Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. I am Mike. So, get this, there's this guy, Jason M. Allen, who's been stirring up quite the ruckus in the art world. Now, Allen isn't your typical beret-wearing, paintbrush-wielding artist. Nope. He's an exec at a gaming startup who decided to shake things up in the art scene. Back in 2022, he entered a Colorado art contest with a painting that wasn't really a painting at all. It was cooked up by an AI. And guess what? He won the darn thing. Now, you'd think Allen would be over the moon, right? Basking in the glory of his victory, maybe even thumbing his nose at the naysayers. But here's where it gets interesting. Fast forward to today, and our buddy Allen is singing a different tune. He's not exactly a happy camper anymore. Why, you ask? Well, it turns out his AI-generated masterpiece can't be copyrighted. And to add insult to injury, people are apparently stealing his works left, right, and center. Picture this. Allen's sitting there, looking at his prize-winning piece, Teatro d'Opera Spatial. Fancy name, huh? And he's thinking, hey, I should be raking in the big bucks for this. But instead, he's watching as his digital creation gets passed around the internet like a hot potato at a family picnic. And let me tell you, he's not loving it one bit. So, what's a guy to do when he feels like he's being robbed of his rightful fame and fortune? Well, if you're Allen, you take it to the courts. That's right, folks. Our AI artist extraordinaire has filed an appeal in federal court, arguing that the U.S. Copyright Office got it all wrong when they denied him copyright for his work. He's basically saying, hey, just because a computer helped me make this doesn't mean it's not mine. Now, speaking of copyright disputes, let's take a trip down memory lane to 2016. Picture this. A curious macaque monkey in Indonesia decides to snag a wildlife photographer's camera and snap a few selfies. Sounds like the beginning of a joke, right? Well, it turned into a legal circus that had everyone scratching their heads. So, this photographer, David Slater, leaves his camera unattended for a hot minute, and boom, a cheeky monkey named Naruto decides it's his time to shine. The monkey starts clicking away, and wouldn't you know it, he actually takes some pretty decent shots. I mean, we're talking National Geographic quality here, folks. The photos go viral, because who doesn't love a good monkey selfie? But here's where it gets interesting. PETA, yes, the animal rights group, decides to file a lawsuit on behalf of Naruto. They argued that since the monkey pressed the shutter button, he should own the copyright to the photos. Can you imagine? A monkey with intellectual property rights? What's next? Squirrels suing for acorn royalties? The case dragged on for years, bouncing around the courts like a game of legal ping pong. Meanwhile, poor David Slater is watching his potential payday slip through his fingers faster than a banana through Naruto's paws. He argued that he should own the copyright because he set up the situation that led to the photos being taken. It's not like Naruto walked into a Sears portrait studio, right? In the end, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that animals can't file copyright infringement suits. Sorry, Naruto, no royalties for you. But the case left us all wondering, in this age of AI and animal selfies, who really owns the rights to a creation? It's enough to make your head spin faster than a monkey on a merry-go-round. Now, let's fast forward to 2018, where we've got another artistic hullabaloo on our hands. Enter Richard Prince, the enfant terrible of the art world, stirring up controversy faster than you can double-tap an Instagram post. Prince decides to take other people's Instagram posts, blow them up to gigantic proportions, and exhibit them as his own art. Talk about a bold move, right? Prince's New Portraits series caused quite the ruckus in the art world. He'd find an Instagram post he liked, add a comment underneath, screenshot the whole shebang, and then print it out as a massive canvas. We're talking huge, like barely fits through the gallery door huge. And get this, he was selling these babies for up to $100,000 a pop. That's a lot of avocado toast, folks. Now, you might be thinking, hey, isn't that just stealing? And you wouldn't be alone. The original Instagrammers whose posts were used were not exactly thrilled. One minute you're posting a selfie for your 200 followers. The next you're hanging in a swanky New York gallery without so much as a pretty please or a cut of the profits. the art world was divided. Some hailed Prince as a genius, pushing the boundaries of appropriation art and making us question the nature of creativity in the digital age. Others called him a glorified copy-paste artist with a fancy printer. It was like the ultimate who wore it better contest, but with legal implications. The art world's been turned on its head, folks. It's like we've opened Pandora's box. But instead of all the world's evils, out pops an endless stream of AI-generated masterpieces. And let me tell you, it's causing quite the ruckus. Picture this. You're scrolling through your favorite online art gallery, and suddenly you're bombarded with thousands of AI-created pieces. It's like walking into a museum where every painting looks like it could be a Picasso, but none of them actually are. This flood of AI art is threatening to wash away the value of both human-created and AI-assisted works. It's as if we've unleashed a digital tsunami on the art market, and everyone's scrambling to keep their heads above water. Now, don't get me wrong, some of this AI-generated stuff is pretty impressive, but when you've got algorithms churning out masterpieces faster than you can say starving artist, it's bound to shake things up. Imagine being a traditional artist who spent years honing their craft, only to find out that a computer can replicate your style in seconds. It's enough to make you want to trade in your paintbrush for a keyboard. This isn't just about flooding the market with quantity, though. It's about the perceived value of art itself. When anyone with a laptop and an internet connection can generate a unique piece of art, what does that do to the mystique and allure of original creations? It's like suddenly everyone's got their own personal Picasso in their pocket, and that Picasso never gets tired, never runs out of ideas, and never asks for a coffee break. The ripple effects of this AI art tsunami are already being felt. Galleries are scratching their heads, wondering how to curate shows when the line between human and machine creativity is blurrier than a watercolor in a rainstorm. Collectors are second-guessing the value of their portfolios, unsure if their prized possessions will hold up in a market flooded with AI alternatives. It's like trying to sell ice to Eskimos, but the Eskimos have suddenly discovered they can make their own ice, and it comes in every flavor imaginable. But here's the kicker. As the market gets saturated, we might see a pendulum swing. People might start craving the authenticity and imperfection of human-created art. It could become the artisanal, small-batch coffee of the art world. More expensive, harder to come by, but valued for its unique human touch. Or maybe we'll see a new breed of artists emerge, ones who skillfully wield AI tools like a painter wields a brush, creating hybrid works that blend human creativity with machine precision. Either way, buckle up, art lovers. We're in for a wild ride, and the canvas of the future is looking mighty unpredictable. Now, let's talk about the legal circus that's brewing in the world of AI art. It's like we're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, and the peg is made of pixels, while the hole is made of centuries-old legal precedents. The current definitions of authorship and creativity are about as useful in this new landscape as a paintbrush in a digital art studio. Think about it. When an artist uses AI to create a piece, who's really the author? The human who typed in the prompt? The developers who created the AI? The AI itself? It's like trying to decide who gets credit for a delicious meal. The chef? The farmer who grew the ingredients? Or the oven that cooked it? Except in this case, the oven might be smarter than all of us. We're seeing cases pop up left and right where artists are fighting for copyright protection on AI-assisted works. It's like watching a high-stakes game of artistic hot potato, with everyone trying to claim ownership before the music stops. The courts are scratching their heads, trying to apply laws written in the age of oil paints to art created by algorithms. This isn't just academic navel-gazing, folks. Real money and careers are on the line. Imagine pouring your heart and soul into a piece, only to be told that because a machine helped you, you don't own it. It's like being disqualified from a marathon because you wore running shoes, tools that helped you but didn't do the running for you. We might need to completely overhaul our understanding of creativity in legal terms. Maybe we'll see a sliding scale of authorship, where copyright is assigned based on the level of human input. Or perhaps we'll need to create entirely new categories of intellectual property that account for the unique nature of AI-assisted creation. One thing's for sure, the legal eagles are going to be busy for a while. It's like we've opened up a new frontier in intellectual property law, and everyone's rushing to stake their claim. Get ready for some landmark cases that could redefine the very concept of artistic creation in the eyes of the law. As we navigate this brave new world of AI art, don't be surprised if we see a whole new category of copyright protection emerge. It's like we're witnessing the birth of a new species in the ecosystem of intellectual property, and it's going to need its own special habitat to thrive. Imagine a world where AI-generated and AI-assisted works have their own unique copyright status. It could be a hybrid beast, part traditional copyright, part open source, with a dash of blockchain for good measure. We might see time-limited protections that acknowledge the speed and ease of AI creation. Or perhaps a system where the rights are split between the human prompter, the AI developers, and even the AI itself. Talk about artificial intelligence getting real rights. This new category could open up a whole new can of worms. Or, should I say, a new palette of colors. We might see AI art collectives forming, where humans and machines collaborate on massive, ever-evolving projects. Picture a living, breathing digital mural that changes daily based on viewer interactions and AI interpretations. Who owns that? Everyone and no one, perhaps. And let's not forget about the potential for AI to create derivative works at lightning speed. We could end up with chains of creation so complex that tracking ownership becomes more convoluted than following the plot of a Christopher Nolan movie. We might need AI just to keep track of AI art rights. But here's where it gets really interesting. This new category of protection could actually spur innovation rather than stifle it. By providing clear guidelines and protections, it could encourage more artists to experiment with AI tools without fear of losing control of their creations. It's like giving artists a new set of paints that can think for themselves. Scary, sure, but also thrilling. Of course, implementing such a system would be about as easy as herding cats. Cats that can teleport and speak in binary. It would require international cooperation, tech industry buy-in, and a complete rethink of how we value and protect creative works. But hey, if we can teach machines to paint like Rembrandt, surely we can figure this out, right? One thing's for certain, the world of art and copyright is evolving faster than a chameleon on a disco floor. Hold on to your berets, folks. The future of creativity is going to be one wild masterpiece. As we hurtle into this brave new world of art and technology, we're seeing a trend that's as inevitable as a paint splatter in a Jackson Pollock studio. Artists are increasingly incorporating AI tools into their workflow. It's like watching the birth of a new artistic movement, but instead of brushes and chisels, the tools of choice are algorithms and neural networks. This isn't just about using Photoshop or digital drawing tablets anymore. We're talking about artists collaborating with AI in ways that are fundamentally changing the creative process. Imagine a sculptor who uses AI to generate complex 3D models, then 3D prints them and finishes them by hand. Or a painter who starts with an AI-generated base and then adds layers of human-created brushstrokes. It's like having a super intelligent apprentice who never sleeps and can instantly materialize any idea you throw at it. But here's where it gets really mind-bending. As these human AI collaborations become more sophisticated, the line between human and machine creation is getting blurrier than a foggy day in London. It's becoming increasingly difficult to point to a piece and say definitively, a human made this, or AI made this. We're entering a gray area where creativity is a dance between flesh and silicon. This blending of human and machine creativity is opening up entirely new artistic possibilities. Think about music composers using AI to generate complex orchestrations, or writers collaborating with language models to create sprawling, interconnected narratives. It's like we've suddenly given artists superpowers, allowing them to create works of scope and complexity that would have been impossible before. But with great power comes great existential crisis. As AI becomes a more integral part of the creative process, artists are grappling with questions of authenticity and originality. If an AI helps you generate ideas or execute techniques, is the resulting work still truly yours? It's like the age-old debate about artistic influence and inspiration, but cranked up to 11. Some artists are embracing this human-AI fusion wholeheartedly, seeing it as the next evolution of their craft. Others are more cautious, worried about losing the human touch that makes art, well, art. It's like watching a tug of war between tradition and innovation, with the future of creativity hanging in the balance. One thing's for sure, this trend is only going to accelerate. As AI tools become more sophisticated and accessible, we're likely to see them become as common in artists' studios as paintbrushes and canvases. The artists of tomorrow might be as fluent in prompt engineering as they are in color theory. So, the next time you're admiring a piece of art, you might want to ask yourself, am I looking at the work of a human, a machine, or some fascinating hybrid of the two? Welcome to the new Renaissance, where the paint never dries and the canvas is infinite. This is Mike, bringing you the latest in the ever-evolving world of art and technology, straight from the newsroom at Listen 2. As we've explored today, the landscape of creativity is shifting faster than a chameleon in a kaleidoscope. From AI-generated masterpieces flooding the market to legal battles over digital brushstrokes, it's clear that the art world is in for one heck of a makeover. But hey, that's what keeps things interesting, right? Whether you're an artist, a collector, or just someone who appreciates a good doodle, buckle up. The future of art is looking as unpredictable and exciting as a Jackson Pollock painting come to life. Keep your eyes peeled and your imagination wide open, folks. Who knows? The next Picasso might just be a collaboration between a human and a very clever algorithm. This is Mike, signing off from Listen 2, where we keep you in the loop and your creative juices flowing.